Earth and Sky.
Epsilon Auriga has fascinated astronomers for nearly 200 years.
That's astronomer Robert Stenzel. He's talking about a star system called Epsilon Auriga, 2,000 light years away. Astronomers think the main star in this system is eclipsed every 27 years by something.
We can't seem to pin down what that secondary object really is.
This system gets dimmer for about 2 years out of every 27. That's a long eclipse, and astronomers picture a gas cloud as wide as 1,000 suns orbiting the main star. When the cloud comes between us and the main star, the whole system gets dimmer. Stenzel and other astronomers are excited about the eclipse of Epsilon Auriga in 2009. Over the decades, the star has spent more and more time in eclipse, plus the star's brightness is pulsing more rapidly.
If those two trends are extrapolated a couple of decades out, it means that something accelerating in the system now might go bang in the night.
The bang might come from a smaller object in the Epsilon Auriga system. A planetesimal or chunk of debris might be spiraling toward one of its stars. A collision with lots of fireworks could occur by mid-century. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.